Afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. Tradition and all that, but fucking, it is evil, Weasel Wednesday, but every day is fucking evil this day, you know, evil Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, evil, pure fucking evil. It's also the first day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 64 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 39, partly sunny. That means partly cloudy. I don't really know how that shit works. Doesn't make sense. Kind of silly if you ask me. Anywho, run through this and we'll be right back and we'll go look at some hypocrisy. Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go see what the fucking evil bastards are up to today. A new document leaked on plan to expel Gaza population. I guess that would be the rest of fucking the Golan Heights, because you know that it's just occupation. The document leaked population, occupation. They called it an occupation. No, it wasn't occupation. They weren't taking over fucking Palestine. Palestine hadn't been reduced to an open-air prison. Let's just see what they got to say. This is by Joe Lorre, Consortium News. A leaked document from the Israeli Ministry of Intelligence to an Israeli news site on Monday lays out a plan to transfer more than 2 million Palestinians from Gaza to Egypt's Sinai Desert Resort, reports Joe Lorre. Sinai Desert. Put them in the fucking sand, man. Palestinians expect the damage following an Israeli airstrike on the El Ramal area in Gaza City on October 9th. I mean, it's just, this is total annihilation. This is like Dresden. This is fucking goddamn, well, genocide. What do they call Holocaust? This is the Palestinian Holocaust. You don't dare fucking say that. I mean, you don't dare tell the truth about the fucking a lie of the Holocaust for the Jews in Germany now, do you? You don't get, I mean, even though you know, National Geographic came out and said there weren't 600,000 fucking goddamn Jews in fucking Germany or in Europe at the time that 6 million supposedly, for the lying, dirty fucking lying son of a bitches, that's all the fuck they are. The document from the Ministry of Intelligence is being downplayed by Israeli officials who are saying it is not being actively considered while the ground operation is underway. You mean while you're killing them? Man, woman, and child, killing fucking babies in the fucking womb, you rotten, low-life, fucking evil bastards. The document was first published in Hebrew by the news website Shiha Mikomic, I guess it would be, Shiho Mikomic. The article's blurb says, a document on behalf of the Ministry of Intelligence, the full content of which is published here for the first time, recommends the forced transfer. No, that's not forced transfer. Fucking, that's unbelievably. The forced transfer, that's a the word game of the population of Gaza from the fucking their homeland, their country that was their fucking country until the fucking Zionist fucking Jew British who had no authority to do so gave it to their fucking brethren, the fucking rest of the fucking Jews. Gaza stripped to Sinai permanently and calls for the intentional community to be harnessed for the move. The document also suggests promoting a dedicated campaign for the residents of Gaza that will motivate them to agree to the plan. Now, somebody was talking about Gaza last time we were up on the air. You know, the pristine beach, the beautiful land, the oil, the big oil field they just discovered off of Gaza. Oil. Oi, 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 you greedy motherfuckers. This will be your downfall. Your fucking greed and your fucking goddamn lack of any fucking semblance of a conscience will be your fucking downfall. Everybody sees you. You outed yourself. That's how fucking brazen you are. The news site source said the ministry's personnel stand behind these recommendations, but that they are not based on military intelligence and are only used as a basis for discussion in the government. You're fucking right. The Times of Israel reported the document is being downplayed by government officials, with the prime minister's office telling Haaretz that it represents initial thoughts of the issue, which is currently not being considered by the authorities focused on the war effort and not the day after. Don't call it a fucking war. I go and I pound the shit out of a fucking blind crippled girl in the corner. I don't call that a fucking fight. You fucking cunts ever get in a fucking fight? Well, you know, Hezbollah could step in and it's send your asses running like they did back in 1968. But then here we come, the fucking United States attack dog. They're already fucking over there, ain't they? And you're going to Lebanon next, aren't you, motherfuckers? You're going to put them out in the middle of the fucking desert too, you fucking pricks? Or do you think that this fucking world's had enough of you, son of a bitches, and your fucking chosen people bullshit? The document, which is dated October 13, calls for the civilian population to be moved to tent cities. I mean, this is your goddamn country. How about if they came here and fucking did this to you? Well, they did do it to the fucking American Indian, didn't they? Same fucking deal. And God, how we have learned since we were little children how fucking wrong that fucking was. And it was fucking wrong. But now you fucking see it happening to these people here. Oh, well, that's all right. You know, it's all right to... because they're goyim, they're not fucking people. Only the fucking Jews are people, and that counts you too. This is what you look at this good and hard, because this is what they plan for your fucking ass too. If you ain't got the fucking balls to stand up with your fucking guns and your fucking goddamn armament and shut these motherfuckers down before they get here. In northern Syria, they're sending all your goddamn weaponry that you bought under fucking Trump. You know, Trump, the king of the Jews, is being sent to the goddamn Ukrainians, the fucking goddamn Israelis, and they're talking about Taiwan and fucking somewhere else. At any rate, man, wait, you can't see this fucking shit? Are you blind? Or is it that you're too fucking scared to care? And eventually the building of a permanent cities and the opening for a humanitarian corridor. Is that like when you occupied the Golan Heights as a buffer between you and Syria, 15-mile buffer? It was just for a buffer. And there was no occupation of Israel. Israel's been fucking invaded. It is an invasion. It was always been an invasion. Oh, and killing. They're animals. You can kill them. Go ahead and kill the Palestinians. It's all right. You're a fucking Jew. You can kill anybody you fucking want to. Come kill me, you cocksucker. You fucking scum. The plan includes a several kilometer wide sterile buffer. There we are. Another buffer, but guys, another buffer zone inside Egypt. And then I'll tell you what, then when just like the Golan Heights, they'll start settling in Egypt. And then Egypt, it'd be Egypt's turn. They will have taken all of Palestine. And then, you know, they just start encroaching like the cockroach motherfuckers they are. Buffer zone inside Egypt to ensure the population cannot settle on the Israeli borders. Israel's borders. That tells you that they're claiming all of fucking Palestine, doesn't it? And we just want this little corner, just this little corner here for our homeland. But people, you know that fucking Palestine, and before this fucking, these fucking Russian Jews came in, these Khazarian bastards came in here, that Jews and fucking Arabs lived in peace on that land for fucking, God, 1,000 years, more than 1,000 years. And all of a sudden, like, you betcha, you motherfuckers. I tell you what, they have outed themselves. I mean, they've just come out and just said, your fucking life ain't worth nothing. Jew lives are worth, are human. You're not even human. You're not even a human being. If we kill you, it don't even fucking matter. If 20 fucking Jews are worth 1,000 fucking American lives, well, you motherfuckers, all you motherfucking Jew cocksuckers, and I mean every fucking one of you, I don't care. See, they're starting to try to break the Jews up into the Ashkenazi Jews and some other kind of Jews and other Jews trying to fucking act like, well, it ain't just us. There's some Jews that got to be preached. Fuck them all! Wipe them off the goddamn planet like they're trying to do the fucking Palestinians and everybody else. Wipe their motherfucking ass off the planet. And watch how fucking goddamn calm down things get. These fucking agitators, these fucking dirty, rotten, fucking Stephen, parasitic, fucking pedophiling pieces of fucking human shit. That's what you are, Israel. And every fucking Jew, go. Get up. You're going, motherfuckers. We ain't going to separate the fucking fly shit from the pepper. You motherfuckers are going. You've caused all the trouble you're going to fucking cause. When we shut you down this time, it will be permanent. You know, they came out and they talk about fucking what they're fucking doing. Completely annihilating fucking Palestine. Kill every Palestine's a terrorist and should be killed. Even the fucking babies in the fucking wombs of the mothers. Every Palestinian should be wiped off the face of this earth. Remember when Iran said that about fucking the Jews? Oh my fucking Jesus. No, listen to them. They're talking about wiping out our fucking people, our race. And it was a whole, God, we better get ready to go and blow those fucking people up. Blow those fucking Persians up who ain't been at war with nobody in 250 fucking years. Blow them up. Kill them. Because they said they were going to kill they wanted to wipe the Jews off the fucking face of the earth. They're the only motherfuckers that have caused trouble every fucking where they have went. They have caused misery. They have stolen from every people on this fucking planet. They have caused fucking wars. They've caused fucking more fucking blood to fucking flow on the fucking ground than any other fucking. And don't tell me about the, well, there's the line of Jacob and all this. Fuck you. Fuck you, you Jew-loving motherfucker. Every fucking one of them. It's been quite a few years ago, but it was 1.4% were in this country were Jews. And they enjoyed the highest standard of living in this fucking country. And they weren't even allowed into this fucking country when it was first a country. So they, shouldn't it be fucking Americans? I mean, but they of course, they're dual citizens because the Jew land comes first. Jewish Americans, no other fucking goddamn race or people can serve in our fucking government but Jewish. You can't be a German American and serve it and have old dual passports and serve in our government. You can't be an Italian and serve in our government with dual passports. It's only the fucking Jews. And somebody made a law. Maybe it's one of those people that they're listed. I mean, people are starting to list these motherfuckers and how they control the CDC, how they control the IMF and all the and world fucking with it. Doesn't matter. I'm getting pissed. The image should be Allah made sure. The image should be Allah made sure that you lost this land because of the leaders of Hamas. Fuck you. You created Hamas, you fucking son of a bitches. You fucking, that was a fucking false flag, blatant in your face. Your own goddamn people are fucking coming on and saying, no fucking way a cockroach could have crossed those goddamn barriers. You, and to sacrifice their own people, that's nothing. What the, I mean, to somebody who would kill babies in the fucking womb, is that something, you know, sacrifice a few of your fucking own? I mean, you know, people talk about the line of Jacob and fucking David and all this fucking stuff, but maybe they sacrificed a few of them, because there was a guy, John brought it up before, that wrote a fucking book. He went over there. He was a Hebrew, and he found out that he said in the book, and I quote, "We were treated like niggers." That's how they treat. But I really don't care, because, like I said, if you're a fucking Jew, you can kill a fucking goddamn goyim, and you will not get executed. We're living under goddamn Talmudic fucking law, and we are guaranteed the fucking common law, the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And these motherfuckers are in gross violation. They are invaders. They are occupiers. And we, just like in fuck, they've been fucking Israeli fucking Jews. These Jew cocksuckers here are invaders. They are occupiers. And we got the fucking means to get rid of their fucking asses. All we got to get is the goddamn balls to stand up and fucking do it. There's no choice but to move to another place with the help of your Muslim brothers. Fuck you. How about, man, as Americans, I bet you if you could ask Americans, because, you know, they try to, every American backs the Jew. I don't fucking see it, buddy. I don't see it even close. I say the majority, you're a lying son of a bitch, and the majority of the Americans are fucking disgusted that they are connected to fucking genocide that you are committing, you fucking Jew murdering son of a bitches. I just don't fucking see it. It is cynical. It's a cynical message in the extreme to sell crime against humanity. No, Jenna fucking side. They have been working. I've been watching all the articles. They've been working to try to change. It's just like changing gun control to gun safety. You think you fucking change a word, you change what it is. You are a Holocaust on the fucking Palestinian people. Nobody can fucking deny it. You're the one that defined what a Holocaust was. You're the one that defined what fucking genocide is. America committed genocide on the fucking goddamn Iraqis. Now these motherfuckers are committing genocide on the goddamn, they're going to kill every fucking Palestinian, because nits turn into lice. Isn't that what they said when they killed the American Indians? When they killed whole peoples that were separate fucking peoples, their own fucking culture, they'll never be seen again, like the dodo bird and the passenger pigeon. They were extincted. That's what they want to do. That's what these criminal fucking self, what they're self-righteous about, I don't fucking get. Everything they got, they have stolen. I mean, the fucking, you know, and these son of a bitches, you've shown what diabolical monsters they are. Now, nobody fucked with them. In fact, I'm sure America fucking provided the technology so that they could have a nuclear fucking arsenal, so that they could fucking be the only fucking state in the fucking Middle East to have a nuclear fucking arsenal. We paid for it. Just like that, just right now, within the last 3 minutes, a woman just got fucking bombed with a full-term baby in her fucking belly, got her blown half and fucking two by a bomb made here in America, dropped by a fucking jet made here in America, paid for by the American nationals. We don't want this, and we don't want to pay for it. We want the fucking destruction of fucking Israel. We want fucking Israel to fucking cease to exist. We want these fucking Jews the fuck out of our lives and the fuck out of this goddamn world fucking scene. They are not going to rule us. They are not going to pay the Chinese to fucking rule us. We will fucking fight, and you'll find that out. And so you get your Muslim brothers, they'll stick you out in a fucking sand dune in a fucking tent. There's your fucking, and we weren't going to invade Palestine. We just want this teeny tiny little lying motherfucking pieces of shit. It's a cynical message in the extreme to sell crime against humanity to a totally desperate population. The term forcible transfer, see, starting to talk about the terminology a little bit here, describes the forced relocation of civilian populations off their land, part of an organized offensive against the population. It is a crime against humanity punishable by the international court. I laugh so hard when I see that. The international court, my fucking ass, just like the goddamn courts in this country. They are the king's fucking courts. They're the Masons fucking courts. They are the fucking goddamn Illuminati's fucking courts. And they're not going to do nothing but fucking rubber stamp the fucking goddamn genocide that's going on. I mean, they should be over there. If there was any goddamn fucking world power that was dedicated to fucking peace, they'd be, well, the Jews would be hanging all over the goddamn place. They're murdering son of a bitches. You all watched them when the people of Palestine came up to the fence, young teenagers. One flip just sitting there, the guy's just yelling. He ain't got no gun, no nothing. And he's on this, he's on the fucking Palestinian side. Bam, right in the fucking leg. Oh, that was funny. See me drop that son of a bitch. Maybe I can get that pregnant woman in the belly. These are sick motherfuckers. And if you can't figure that out, there's something wrong with you. And you Judeo-Christians, you have fucking supported this all the fucking way down the line. And, you know, and being Judeo-Christians, seeing how they made it clear to some Judeo-Christians just last week that if you're a Christian, you're an idol worshiper and they're supposed to kill you. Don't be surprised when it's your fucking turn, okay? According to the Legal Information Institute at Cornell Law School, the ICC is currently investigating possible war crimes against humanity in Israel and Palestine. Come on, people. It's just like these phony-ass investigations of Hunter Biden and fucking Joe Biden. Phony-ass fucking investigations. And, oh, but, yeah, we're going to have an investigation. They ain't going to do nothing because they own the motherfucker. They own the people in it. The fucking, their goddamn Masonic fucking brethren fucking run the son of a bitch. And they're going to, it's not crimes against humanity. It is flat out genocide. It is attempting to wipe a people off the face of the fucking earth. A people. You're not talking, I mean, you've done it to plenty of fucking animals. The dodo bird, like I mentioned, and the passenger pigeon, like I mentioned. How, I don't know how many animals have been extincted from this fucking planet. Who the fuck are you, you son of a bitches? Oh, you're God's chosen people? Who said, oh, you said it? You said your God told you? Well, you know, my God's telling me something else, son of a bitch. They're telling me that you're low-life fucking scum, that you are the fucking scourge of this fucking earth, that you, if you were gone, this fucking, there might be actually peace on earth. Forbid it, because this earth is not earth. This is hell. We are in hell. Don't worry about going to hell, people. You're in hell. And the goddamn rabbis fucking run it. This is, it is claimed in the document that the population of Gaza remains in the strip there. Remains in the strip there will be, it must be remaining in the strip, there will be many Arabs' deaths during the expected occupation. Oh, they're just going to occupy it. You got to leave and you never come back, and we're going to build fucking towns and settlements, and we're going to build beach resorts on your fucking land, but we're just occupying it. See, we're not fucking goddamn conquering your fucking lands from a weaker people using our fucking attack dog, the fucking United States and the United Nations, to fucking kill the little blind girl on the corner to take her fucking candy from her, are we? We're not doing that. No, this is just an occupation. I mean, it started out as an occupation, little tiny little place about the size of the fucking Gaza Strip, and now it's all of fucking Palestine. And and if you're telling everybody to get the fuck out, all the Palestinians whose land that is, then that's not occupation. That is, in fact, they're trying to change the narrative, because too many of them have come out and said they want to kill every fucking Palestine man, woman, and child. And that is genocide. But, you know, it's just like them on the side of the fucking road there in Israel when the Judeo-Christians were talking to them. And they said that because they were Christians, they were idol worshippers, and they were supposed to kill them too. This is what they're doing here to us, you dumb fucks. Look around. Gaza, and this will damage Israel's international image even more. They have an international image, and it is of a fucking warmongering fucking goddamn monsters is all you could call them. Image even more than the disproportion of the population for all, or the deportation of the population. For all these reasons, the recommendation of the Ministry of Intelligence is to promote the transfer of all citizens from Gaza to Sinai permanently. If you take them clear out of the country, you're not occupying it. You're fucking taking it. You're conquering it. And we're fucking paying for it. And all you people down in South Carolina, the places working at them defense plants, I don't know how you fucking sleep at night. You make bombs that blow up fucking babies. You fucking make planes to deliver those fucking bombs to blow up babies because they're not being, they always call it the Defense Department. Looks offensive to me. Offensive to me. Looks like they're on the offense, doesn't it? And don't you guys forget about 2 or 3 years ago, the Senate voted unanimously that Netanyahu could bring the United States into a fucking a war of aggression. Not that if they're attacked, we'll step in with them, but he can take them and fucking attack somebody. Well, we ain't your fucking dogs, Netanyahu, you motherfucker. We can decide where we're going to point our guns. We don't need your fucking guns. We got our own, and we'll decide which way we're going to point them. You just try this fucking shit. Well, they're already killing the Palestinians. Make no mistake about it. They are trying to fucking genocide the fucking Palestinians. They tell you how much they hate the Palestinians. And then you have Nikki Haley coming up and goes, you have the right to free speech, but you don't have the right to hate. You fuck, I don't, cunt. I got as much right to hate as them motherfuckers do, and I hate the motherfuckers. United States has discussed ways to keep the Palestinian population from being forced off out of Gaza. I bet you fucking have. That's why you're delivering some billions more of fucking goddamn equipment to fucking keep them in Gaza and blow them up, I suppose. What, is that your idea? You son of a bitches. You fucking god. They always say Israel's our strategic ally. Why? Why are they a strategic ally? Because they got pictures of you fucking a poodle? Fuck you. According to the White House readout of a call, the U.S. and Egyptian leaders discussed the importance of protecting civilian life. You make me fucking, that would make me laugh if it wasn't so fucking sick. You fucking murdering, dog shit eating bastard, lying cocksuckers. Who do you think believes any of this shit? You think we can't take a look at it with our own fucking eyes and see what you're doing, you son of a bitch and lying bastards? You think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage? We don't remember that Israel isn't expanding. Israel has no intent to expand. They've taken the whole fucking country, and they want the last little bit of it. They want them goddamn oil fields off the Gaza Strip. They want the oil fields in the Golan Heights that belong to fucking Syria. Because you see, people, you got to realize none of this fucking earth belongs to the people, not the people that are occupying it at all. They're just fucking animals. They're like a goat walking around on the fucking sand. They don't own it. Israel owns it. Your fucking clothes you got on, look at them. Take a look at your clothes. Israel owns them. Israel owns you. This is what these motherfuckers think. These handful of fucking goddamn kike motherfuckers. Let's see if you can fucking enforce it, motherfucker. See if you can start a fucking third world war. See if you can get the people to fight each other if they turn their fucking guns on you, you sons of bitches, because you know that's what's going to happen. Keep it up. Respect for international humanitarian law and ensuring the Palestinians in Gaza are not displaced to Egypt or any other nation. Fuck you. You fucking have war crimes. You have genocide occurring right in front of your face. American fucking goddamn munitions being used to commit genocide to erase a people from this fucking earth like the dodo bird. And you motherfuckers are going to make sure most Gazans are already refugees or descendants of refugees who are expelled from their homes in 19. Expelled, no. Driven. Shot out of. Treated like goddamn animals. We've seen the footage. You can't lie about it. You can come on here and spew this fucking shit from the Ministry of fucking Lies all you fucking want. You already outed yourself. You thought you were fucking, you were so arrogant, you thought that you had it fucking dick. Well, you didn't. Now the fucking world sees you for what you are, you low-life son of a bitch. Anyways, I think we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just about a minute, or two or three or five, and we'll talk some more. Remember
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and of course, that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic, something mellow. I mean, this is kind of the intention, just fucking whole goddamn world. They take your goddamn world from you and leave you in fucking misery. I mean, you can't even fucking be happy no more or joyful about anything. They shit on every fucking thing that you care about. And it's the same motherfuckers, and we all know who they fucking are, and they're, and you know, we're talking about them. You know, let's just stink these fucking people. Let me see. I wanted, there's one out here I wanted to look at. Might be now. Here we are. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, wore the yellow badge at the Security Council. When Jewish babies were burned at Auschwitz, the world was silent. Today, Jewish babies are burned in Biri and the southern towns of Israel by the Nazi Hamas and the world is silent again. Fuck you, lying cock suckers. They're burned. Hamas, you created Hamas. Hamas is your motherfucking boy, and you had them burned. But I don't think they were burned. I think that was proven to be bullshit, wasn't it? It was fucking, it was debunked. Isn't that what they call it? Now we can go down here to this prick here. Man on Israeli TV claims there are no innocents in Gaza. There are 2.5 million terrorists. Hamas is not the enemy. However, everyone in Gaza is an enemy. The Israelis see newborn babies in Gaza as terrorists that must be slaughtered. Now, see, what the thing here is, these even if this shit was true, which about Hamas, not, I mean, they created Hamas. They took away the Palestinian authority that controlled fucking Gaza Strip. They put in, the Jews put in Hamas. They're the Jews' boys. The fences were fucking cut. Not where either own people said a cockroach couldn't get across. This is a fucking false flag. You put that yellow fucking badge on because a Jew child. Oh man, their life is worth something. Hell, only you go down here and a fucking Palestinian life. Oh, they should be killed. They're terrorists. Even the ones inside their mother's wombs. I mean, it's just going to be born a terrorist. Might as well kill them. These are fucking monsters. And if people can't figure that out, they deserve the same thing that they're going to get. Everything they're going to get anyway. Anyway, sick fox. Let's see. Most possible. Scamdemic cannot tell you the full truth. Wig. Fuck, I want to get these unreal stats. Death Canada. Woman ditched Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Oh, I like this one here because I got something to say about it. Woman ditched Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament after they were forced to fight men. Now, here we go. It looks like Darien, a dogography of the post-millennial. Numerous female martial artists have gone to media outlets to say that male athletes who claim to be women or transgender have taken over the woman's side of a major grappling association. This has created many concerns over the safety reports Redux. A man named Corsia Griffith was bestowed with the 4 gold medals during the one tournament in Georgia on October 21st, according to the outlet. The North American Grappling Association has categories for women and men in its competition, but apparently it's now allowing trans-identified males to fight women. Brazilian jiu-jitsu athlete Taylor Moore, who participates in the NAGA events, posted a video on her Instagram account of her grappling with a man with the caption, "I weigh at 135 and she... It no, it ain't a she. Don't fucking mince words, lady. If you're gonna call these cocksuckers out, he's a fucking man. There's two genders in this goddamn planet: male, female. He was over 200 pounds, and it did have a picture up here when I was looking at on the other one. And you look at this motherfucker and this little girl, fucking. You know what? It's just all a part of the fucking indoctrination. You watch these movies and shit that they bring out, and they show, like, they show the Vikings, you know, the Vikings. You start watching Vikings, that's got to be good. Vikings, and before the fuckers halfway through the goddamn series, women. You guys have heard of all the women Vikings with the women fucking goddamn ships invading and just terrorizing and tearing the hell out of. Or you've all seen these fucking women fucking movies where they do a flip and come over and there'll be a 6'4", 240-pound fucking man and with fucking biceps as big around as my fucking legs, and they'll grab and snap his fucking arm or snap his fucking neck. What you're not realizing is your children are watching this. You wonder why kids are gender confused? You are showing a fucking lie. That is unreality. That is not what the history was about. At least in, you know, when they first started their Jew fucking goddamn control of the media, they showed, the men did the fucking fighting and the women hid behind the skirts. Every once, I mean, like on the frontier, women did fight. They had to. They were going to be killed. And women can fucking shoot a gun and stuff. But a woman ain't going to whoop a man. Sorry. He always brings me back to that old lady when I was on RBN. I talked to her for about an hour. And she told the whole fucking story of when they came to Romania, when the communists came to Romania. And she got to, they got to the point to where, you know, they thought, well, it was just fucking wonderful because women were being empowered. I got nothing. Women want to compete in sports. That's their goddamn business. But they shouldn't have to compete against fucking men. They can't compete against men. And to suggest that some motherfucker can fucking put on some lipstick and go in there at 200 pounds and fucking get gold fucking medals for beating up a fucking, that's Jewish, beating up the little girl in the corner, ain't it? One user commented, far from a she, that's grown-ass man using his size and weight against you. Congratulations on the win, but you late. See, congrats. Fuck you. I would quit pussyfooting around and tell these fuckers to fuck off. Congratulations on the win. You didn't win shit. You didn't go up against a fucking 200-pound man who ain't a fucking faggot ass like you and see how you fucking turn out. Congratulations on the win, but you ladies need to stand together and not compete against men with makeup. You ladies are the key to, this is not okay. These are the things this lady was telling me all those years ago. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, 12, 13 fucking years ago. And she's telling me how that progressively the women got to the point to where they, you know, started running into shit like this. And then in the end, they were just fucking, it was all fucking, it destroyed their fucking society. It destroyed the morality. It destroyed everybody. And she talked about how she herself was fooled and how ashamed she was. She was an old, old lady. Shout out to all the real women competitors out there. That other dude should be ashamed of himself, said another. Why? I mean, this is what you built up to. Like I said, look at the movies in the last 20 fucking years, how they have morphed to what, you know, it'll start out like, with, you know, it starts out, they'll put up men, you know, like I don't think it's something, the Terminator and fucking the man's a tough guy. And then before this fucking series is over, women are running everything. Women are the queens, the tough queens, and they order the men around, and the men are fucking got their dicks cut off, and they're fucking eunuchs, and they fucking do what they're fucking told. That is not reality, but your children are watching it, and then they become confused, and you fucking wonder why, because you're letting them watch an unreality. The little girl that should be playing with a goddamn dolly, a Barbie doll, she wants a sword to swing because that's what she sees on fucking the stupid box. She doesn't get it. She thinks she's supposed to be a fucking tough guy. You're doing it to yourself, people, is what I'm trying to get across here. You are doing this to yourselves. You got to sit down and tell these kids, no, this ain't how it is. This is fucking goddamn Jewish propaganda. Meant to make fucking little boys all the little boys are a bunch of fucking pussies. You notice that? They'll start out with a tough guy or two to get you into the trapped into the fucking wanting to watch it, but then next thing you know, those two men are kissing. Oh, really? And then next thing you know, all the kings turn into queens, and they're the badass motherfuckers. A man can't rule this castle. It takes a woman. I mean, this is not how history was. And when you fucking change history, when you forget history, what happens? You're doomed to repeat it. And I mean, I'm here to tell you, they're taking us back to the fucking dark ages. That's where they want to go. They want the fucking monarchs. They want everybody so fucking stupid that they would buy that a fucking 110-pound soaking wet fucking woman could take a fucking 240-pound fucking buff fucking dude and snap his fucking neck. Just ain't going to be done. I'm sorry. There is no technique that allows it. It is an impossibility. But again, the children are watching and you're not fucking paying attention. And you wonder why they fucking get confused. Well, that's why. Shout out to the real women competitors out there. That other dude should be ashamed of himself. NAGA put out a statement about its policies after Moore's clip had gone viral. NAGA does not require biological women to compete against transgender women. It's not a woman! You see how that global shit works? There's another article on here. It just fucking attacks COVID, how it was made in a lab over here and Fauci knew all fucking about it. No, it wasn't, because it never fucking existed. You see how the propaganda game is played? And these motherfuckers have been doing this to people for fucking since the beginning of time. They'll tell you something, they'll even help you prove it's a lie, and then they'll tell it to you again, and you'll fucking believe it. What in the fuck is wrong with the human race? You got the memory span of a head of fucking cabbage? Is that really it? Or is it just it's a challenge?
Stupid.
I'm sorry?
Stupid.
Goddamn right it's stupid. Plain stupid. That's the only word you could put on it. Stupid and cowardly. Shout out to all the real women competitors out there. The other dudes should be ashamed. Okay. NGA does not require biological women to compete against transgender women, it said. Instead, we give the choice to the biological woman, and if they decline, they compete in a division only with other biological women. How about this? If these fucking freaks want to have a freak division, they don't compete against men because men would fucking do to them what they're doing to fucking women because they're fucking punks. Fucking, you want to fight a fucking girl so you can say I beat somebody up? I mean, is that how you get your rep? I mean, I've known people like that, you know, try to get a rep beating up old people and fucking kids. They always get their fucking nose smashed against their face. NAGA does not require biological women. Well, you don't, okay? Compete in division only with other biological women. No, if you're going to have these fuckers, if you're going to say these fuckers are a third kind of species, but wait a minute. It ain't just a third kind. There's like 190 fucking identities. I mean, how fucking retarded are anybody that believes this? You're a fucking retard. I'll tell you right to your goddamn face, man, woman, whatever the fuck you are. I'll tell you right to your face. You're a fucking retard. There are two goddamn genders in the human race. It's a man and a woman, and you can't fucking change it. NAGA put out a statement about its policies after Morris's clip gone viral. Okay, we did that. Despite his claim, the NAGA Redux reports that many have said that it continues to pin women against trans-identified. See, the trans-identified. Fuck you. You say you're a woman? I mean, fucking, you say you're a fucking woman? Take off your clothes and show it. Show you're a fucking woman. I mean, this guy they showed in this clip, it ain't on here on this computer. It was downstairs. I mean, it's obviously a guy. His hair is combed like a guy. There's no doubt you can't fucking miss it. And he's a huge fucking thing. And this fucking little 113-pound girl's fucking going to fucking wrestle him. I mean, it wouldn't have been allowed in my school because they'd been thinking you were trying to do something nasty to the fucking girl. I swear it. Despite this claim, yeah, okay, often doing so without the woman's college or consent, whatever college and consent means, and giving no chance for her to opt out. I honestly thought this would actually happen in a contact sport. I never thought this would happen in a contact sport, especially not my contact sport. Professional female martial artist Jadeen Alexander told Redux, when I saw him, I was so shocked I didn't know how to respond. Alicia Wilk, another professional fighter, said that she was given no heads up about being paired against a man for a July tournament until it was too late. I hadn't been notified. The only thing that brought it to my attention was my teammates. They kept asking me, are you fighting a man? And I was honestly too focused on coaching the rest of the crew to really pay attention to my opponent, she said. I realized very quickly I couldn't muscle him or muscle them like most girls, explained Wilk, who is both a Brazilian jiu-jitsu coach and a brown belt. Well, obviously, because it wasn't a girl. Then not long after, I had to do a second match, of which Cordelia threw a tantrum saying he didn't tap out. She tapped him out. Still whipped his ass. This is what you're up against. I was sincerely scared he was going to punch me when I stuck my hand out to shake his. People, what kind of world do you, there's the pictures. You go back, you go over to the fucking From the Trenches, and the pictures are there, and it is fucking, it's obviously a man beating up a fucking woman. That fucking woman doesn't stand a chance. You know, they fucking try to make fucking act like there's one gender. Well, there just fucking ain't. There's two fucking genders. The women were fucking, they're better at men. It's something. I think they're better at men than men at math, I suppose. I've seen statistics on that, and they can reproduce, and men can't. But the man, they're not the fighters. The men are the ones that keep the wolves back from the door. The women are the nesters and the fucking that make the home and fucking raise the children. That's natural. This is all unnatural bullshit. And to fucking allow it is, like I said, it's just fucking believable. Israeli president convicted of rape. No fucking surprise there. Moshe Katsava handed 7-year prison sentence for rape. Former Israeli president sent to appeal. And he will. He won't go to fucking jail. You don't put a fucking goddamn kike in jail. Breaking China, remove Israel from their digital map. And this makes no sense because you figure China would be behind. These motherfuckers, this is the international corporate mafia. Everything that they show us on this shit like this is all fucking pre-fucking programmed. It comes out of fucking think tanks. It's designed to try to make us think a different way. Just like this shit with these girls, you know, fighting men. They got you there, didn't they? I mean, you want a little girl growing up, you're watching all these Sheena fucking warrior bitches fucking whipping all these big fucking 220-pound, 7-foot fucking men. Dang, man, it ain't what they told you. I don't think that was real. Do you? Of course they do. It's a Trojan horse for the globalists led by the United Nations and their puppet masters. Australian Senator Alex Antic blows the climate scam completely out of the water. And so what? I mean, the thing is, none of this shit would fucking matter. We got what it takes, people. This is insanity. Do you understand me? This is fucking mental fucking deficiency in fucking sanity. And we have the means, and we have the means to easily remove it. We just have to pull our head out of our fucking asses. And when we look at something like this, see, this is just to desensitize you, like these men beating up these fucking women. It's to desensitize you so that you'll fucking accept it. And it's entrenched just like anything else. I mean, the fucking fags, the goddamn drag queens. I mean, as long as people keep going out there and beating the shit out of them like that, there was a good video just a while back of these guys in California neighborhood, and they come and they beat the fuck out of some of these Antifa motherfuckers dressed up like ninjas. I mean, they beat their ass. You got to start fucking hitting back. You got to keep, you can just let this shit rinse in and wash in and fucking entrench, and you're pretty soon it becomes the norm. Don't you understand that? You want to live in a fucking country in a world where it's the norm where, well, there ain't just men and women. There's men, women. No, there ain't. Biology says fucking no. And if we're going to go away from fucking biology, if we're going to go away from fucking math, you have total and complete fucking chaos. And you cannot exist in a fucking world of chaos. Sorry. Breaking federal judges issues emergency restraining order against Biden administration that bars DHS and Border Patrol from dismantling, degrading, tampering with Texas wire barriers at the border. So fucking what? It shows them in here, you know, pulling up. So just go in and fucking pair of wire cutters. I mean, you take a little extra time to cut a fucking slot through it, but they can, as long as they won't stop the fucking Mexicans and the Chinese and every other fucking goddamn ethnic group around this fucking world from cutting it from the other side. What the fuck's the diff? They're coming in. They're coming in and fucking, what the hell did he say? I can't think of his name. The governor there. But, yeah. Anyhow, let's see where we're at here. 58. I want to look at that picture one more time. If you can, you should go look at the picture of this guy. The side, I mean, this is ridiculous. It would be, but I'll tell you what, you women, that old lady, she confessed was what she was doing, that she fucking fell for it. She fell for that stupidity. It made her feel empowered in the beginning. She was a young woman like this woman getting her ass kicked by this dude here. I mean, they thought they were being empowered. They were stupid. I mean, just like the caller said, I'm fucking sorry about that. Anyway, they were fucking stupid. She said we were stupid. We thought it was a wonderful thing. We were being empowered, but we weren't being empowered. We were just being set up to be fucking goddamn animals to turn our country into fucking a shithole. And that's really what they've done here, isn't it?
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I feel like the gender issue isn't given as much attention and urgency as it needs to, so I'm so glad that you do that, because it's a war of its own. It's different than we see the bombs falling, but it is to strip us of our natural essence and also to create robots that just follow orders and to definitely destroy the alpha male that inside him that would fight and oppose and challenge and go the distance. And so it's just a horrible thing, and they're doing it in all sports. Some are even talking about stopping the contact sports or football, and they're proposing bringing back flag football.
Yeah,
where you don't tackle each other and you just plant the flag when you make it down. So it's just a horrible attack on our essence and setting us up to be more subservient. And then the other thing I just want to say about watching the wars, it really is like watching a blood ritual. And things that they used to do in private, they're now right out in front. And it's almost like they're saying, here, try to do something about it. And so it's just a horrible time that we are in, and hopefully this horror makes us fight harder. Thanks for being there, Henry.
I thank you for being there. You're right. I know in 7th and 8th grade, we played flag football. In 9th grade, that's when you became a freshman. That's when you started playing tackle football. And so I know it, the flag football. Yeah, we should just go to that, even in the NFL. I mean, I bet the assholes would still go out there and watch it. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, damn it, man.
They're going to have flag football in the Olympics with women.
Why not? I mean, in this goddamn world, until we shut this shit down, people expect don't expect anything. They'll do anything they want to do until we stop them. This is to see how far they can push before we push back. One bunch of people got meaner in hell and really hurt them bad, you'd watch them jump back, how fast they jump back away from it.
Yeah, Henry?
Yes?
I did put a comment about this, and I've talked about it before, but the alternative media, the ones that take corporate funding, there are a lot of people that listen to them, but they'll skirt around everything in terms of the Bill of Rights and individual sovereignty. They'll be talking about the race wars and everything that they come to comment on deals with upholding the system, you know, like, oh, well, let's see what the conservatives do and what's going to happen in November. There's hardly any voice out there for the individual sovereignty. And we know we have the solution, but it's very hard to get it through that deception. So thank God for the
trenches. They're doing everything, they will do everything they can to keep it in the administrative admiralty, which is completely unlawful. They will do it because they control it, because that's King Chuck's courts. That's the king's courts. And so, yeah, and I know exactly what you mean. I mean, I see things that I could, if I was as an individual in a common law court, it would take a day, and I could hang people out in front of the goddamn courthouse. No fucking problem, because they are blatantly breaking the true law of this land, the highest law of this land, that cannot be broken, but it has to be enforced by we the people, because it's our law. It's not their law. It's never been the government's law. It was the chains that bound that government, and we didn't hand them the fucking key. They right now we are supposed to be able to walk up to fucking any one of these pricks, Biden, Trump, any of them, tap them on the shoulder and say, you're under arrest. And I've already filled out the warrant for you. I've already got the affidavit right here for you. And it's cuffing and stuff them. If you can walk out of here peaceably, or I can come in with the sheriff. You bring some other people. I'll come in with the sheriff and his deputies. You bring a whole bunch of fucking people, and I'll come in with the county militia. But your ass is going to jail, and you're going to answer these fucking charges. Plain and simple. That's how it's supposed to be. And they know it. That's why they spend so much time and so much money there's going to be this lawsuit. These people here are suing, and these people, you're suing, you're a fucking piece of property. You have no standing in court. That's what people can't get through their fucking heads. Until you learn what an individual free sovereign national is and how to use the law that is the highest law in this goddamn land, you have no standing in court. You're a piece of property. That's why you have to have an attorney, someone to represent you. You were guaranteed counsel under the 6th article, but you had to represent yourself. But they will not stop.
Henry, when I have some discussions with people about everything, they'll say, well, what's your plan, Galen? What's your plan? We have to have a plan. And, you know, and I bring in the Bill of Rights and the common law, and they say, well, how does that play out if we don't have, you know, some kind of bigger thing organizing everything? And try to talk to them about decentralization and, you know, us ruling ourselves, and that we can organize it, but they don't get that. They think that that's very naive, and they think that, well, how do you have world trade then in cooperation with other nations? They limit us to think that we can't move from our supreme law into a civilization that works with the world, and we can advance. They think that going back into the Bill of Rights is going to just take us out of that. It's a very difficult thing to translate to their minds, but we have to.
Yeah, we do have to. And the bottom line here is if you have the common law, you have the minds of every individual free sovereign national in this country. When you go to debate, you know, say international trade, well, the bottom line, look at Mexico. I mean, you can't go to buy a land in Mexico if you're an American, and you shouldn't be able to buy land in this country if you're, I mean, first place, they got to give it all back. Everything that has been stolen since Abraham Lincoln signed that unlawful decree causing the martial law. And that was the first violation, and that was the violation that continued the violations up to today. That is absolute law. There's no question about it. It's the people's law. The people are the authority. The people are the highest authority in this country, and we will do it as individuals. Somebody wants to do some business outside this country, we will look and see if it benefits our country, or if it's going to, they're giving up a piece of our country to fatten their fucking wallets, in which case then they'll be charged with fucking treason. If you're doing, if it's going to benefit you personally, like you want to export something, well, go right ahead. But when no credits, you know, how in the hell did a Chinaman ever buy one fucking piece of this property? It was never taken from the American nationals. The only way it could be taken from the American nationals is through the due process of the law, outlined very fucking clearly in that fucking Bill of Rights. It wasn't followed. It's just some son of a bitch, just like they're doing everything else. It's like with this emergency power. Somebody just wrote it down. Well, I'm going to sell this. America's going to sell this, and did a few commercials and a few fucking things, and took our national parks and handed them over to the fucking UN. hey, we go into the national parks, we shoot the fucking UN out. It's their ours, and you didn't take them from us through any due process of law because you did not do it as an individual. That's why they made it so that it had to be an individual. It's not that you couldn't settle any fucking goddamn dispute in it, in within the common law. It's that you weren't going to, it wasn't going to be, you think about the people back then. They knew that this country was going to grow. And they thought about one man against the goddamn government, a powerful government. You know, that's what they left fucking England over. And they weren't going to have it. It had to be a one man against one fucking man. And we had to fucking, you know, the due process. We go through the fucking court in front of the six prostitutes and six ditch diggers. They would weigh it against their own fucking rights and their right to the fucking country. Is this yours to sell? No, it ain't. What they have sold to the fucking Chinese, is it yours to sell? No, it is not. You cannot sell my sovereignty. It's like Jefferson said, we'd wake up homeless on the continent we conquered. And look at how many of our people are living under bridges as we're paying $700 a night for the goddamn new occupational force to live in goddamn hotels. People need to wake the fuck up and understand. I mean, any shit, you have no law. You're acting like you need this law for international affairs. Really? What fucking law? Show me it, because it don't exist and I can prove it. Show it to me and I'll shove it up your ass sideways. I guarantee fucking to you. And I'll show you where it's unlawful for him to do it. Is that? Sorry about the rant.
Thank you, Henry. Very important rant. I think we're at this, I don't know if it's a critical mass. We've been here before. But it seems like they're losing control of the narrative and they're not sure which way to go. You know, are they going to keep push us back to 1950s prosperity, or are we going all the way down? I don't think they've fully decided what to do with the U.S., how it can serve them to keep us propped up, or how it can serve them to bring us way down, although we're going down fast.
Well, with the fact that they're bringing so many invaders from other countries, they're trying to outnumber us. I think that they have to eliminate us, because on paper, you take it out the paper and you get out the true court, which they cannot get rid of, and they hang, because we are the rightful owners of this fucking country, and they have taken it from us. And all I got to do is say, show me the due process of law where you took this land that was sold to fucking China for out in the middle of the desert for a solar farm. Show me where you took my part of that from me with due process of the law. They can't do it. They did it under a false authority, just like these false authorities that they're pretending to have under the emergency. There's no, in the ninth article, it doesn't say except unless there's an emergency. Nowhere in the Bill of Rights does it allow for an emergency to deny or disparage any goddamn right. And they know it. And when they're called, that's why you don't hear them. When every time you hear about a case, oh, we're going to be a big case, we're going to take it before the Supreme Court. And it's, and you'll hear, I promise you, when you start reading the content, they'll throw in the 14th Amendment, because the 14th Amendment is unlawful, and that turns you into a piece of fucking property, a subject, and you, which means you have a sovereign, which is the fucking King of England, and he will dispose of you as he fucking well pleases. That son of a bitch has to go. The king has to go down. All the crown heads have to go down. We have to get rid of every motherfucker who thinks that they can be better than somebody else just because of who birthed them. Because who birthed you shouldn't make you a fucking royal or give you authority over another person's life. It can't if you don't allow it.
So every discussion always comes down to, so nothing left to do but fight.
That's it, man. I hate to say it, but I mean, we're way behind. We should have been fighting a long time ago. The longer we wait, the more of us that have to die to reestablish the Bill of Rights as the supreme superior law of this fucking land that it absolutely is. They won't argue that with you. You'll notice they won't bring it up. You bring up the Bill of Rights, or you are just like the people that's trying to bring up that the fucking Jews, Jewish, so-called Jewish American dual citizens are running the CDC, all these fucking departments. They shut you down. And the thing is, you don't got to let them. I mean, you go in there with a million fucking people and just beat the fuck out of them when they tell you you can't speak. yeah, I'm going to speak, you son of a bitch, and you're going to listen through bloody ears. I mean, the people have got to get mean. Somebody, when you're even a little kid, and a bigger kid tries to take your toy, you're going to either going to give up that toy, or you're going to get goddamn mean. That's where we're at. Our people need to get mean and start fucking fighting and beating the hell out of them, shooting them, killing them. They've made no qualms about the fact that they've declared war on our law, on our people, on our property, on our fucking very beings. And with that, my mouth is dry. I think we'll call it a show, and we'll be back day after tomorrow. I think next week I'm going to talk. We'll go back to 5 days a week because they're doing a bums rush on this fucking Jew thing, and I'm not going to. There's going to be a fucking alternative fucking voice speaking against it if it kills me. And that is the word from the trenches.